Children, today I'm going to read the story of when the Lord first gave the Holy Supper to his disciples and taught us to have the Holy Supper too. We read from the Gospel of Matthew. And on the first day of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying to him, "Where do you want us to prepare for thee to eat the Passover?" And he said, "Go into the city to a man, and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will do the Passover at thy house with my disciples.' And as the disciples did as Jesus ordered them, and they prepared the Passover." They got it ready. "And when it was evening, he sat with the 12. Now you can listen for what the Lord says about where is he going to have the Holy Supper with them next time. "And as they were eating, Jesus, taking the bread and blessing, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And taking the cup and giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood, the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. And I say to you, I will not drink of it from now on, of this produce of the vine, until that day when I drink it new with you in the kingdom of my Father.' And when they had sung a hymn, they went forth into the Mount of Olives." Amen. So, did you hear where the Lord said he was going to drink it next with them? Yes? That's a good guess, but that's not what he said this time. Yes? Someone else have an idea?
Blood.
He did say it was like blood. You're right. Very good. He said he was going to drink it new with them in the kingdom of his, you know what it says? Of his Father. Where do you think the kingdom of his Father is? What does he mean by that?
In heaven.
Right, in heaven. That's right. So that's one of the reasons that we have Holy Suppers, because the Lord said to his disciples, next time we're going to have the Holy Supper in heaven. And I'm expecting you there. I want you all to come and have the Holy Supper with me in heaven. That's one reason why we have the Holy Supper several times a year, to remind us that the Lord is expecting us. He wants us all to come to him in heaven so we can have the Holy Supper with him there. Here's another reason why the Lord gives us Holy Supper. Why do your parents give you your supper every night? Yes?
So we can stay alive?
So you can stay alive, yes, that's one reason.
So you won't starve and die.
So you won't starve, that's right, yes? So you don't get hungry. Very good. And why don't they want you to be hungry? Why don't they want you to starve to death? Because
they love you.
That's right. That's why your parents give you your supper every night, because they love you. Now, don't you think that's the reason why the Lord gives us the Holy Supper? Because he loves us? That's right. And think about this. Have you ever had a friend over for lunch? Or have you ever been invited to someone's house for lunch? Or has your family ever invited another family over for supper? Or maybe your family's been invited to someone else's house for supper. Why does that happen? Why do we invite friends in or go over to other friends' house for supper? Yes? Right, so you can spend time with each other because you're friends, because you like each other. Don't you think that's one of the reasons the Lord wants us to have supper with him? Yes?
So you can have sleepovers and play.
Right, so you can play together. That's right.
That's
yeah. That's another reason why the Lord gives us Holy Supper, because he loves us. He wants us. It's so much fun for him to share his food and his house and all the beautiful things in his house with us. His house, of course, is heaven, and there are many beautiful things there. Now, when we have Holy Supper, one of the ways you can tell we're going to have Holy Supper is we have the railing here. and also because you can see there's something special on the chancel. We have this cover on it to keep it clean, but underneath the cover, there is this beautiful silver plate that has unleavened bread on it. Can you see? See what it looks like? And we also have this silver pitcher. What do you think is in it? Yes?
Water.
Not water.
Bread.
Close. What were you going to say? Wine. That's right, wine. And we also have this beautiful silver cup. And what happens in the Holy Supper is that first we read the story like we just did of when the Lord gave us Holy Supper. Then we say a blessing, just like the Lord did when he gave them the Holy Supper. Then the minister breaks the bread into pieces so that we can all share it. It's like one big loaf of bread that we're all sharing with each other. And then the minister pours out some wine into the cup. And then the first group of people comes forward, and they all kneel on these blue cushions along the railing. And the minister brings them first some bread, and they eat some. And then they brings them the cup, and they drink some. Then the minister asks a blessing for them from the Lord. Then they go back to their seats, and the next group of people come. That's how we have the Holy Supper. So you can remember these two of the reasons why the Lord gives us Holy Supper. Because he loves us and he wants us to come have Holy Supper with him in heaven someday. Those are those two reasons. And you, yes?
Bread and wine correspond to love and truth.
That's right. Very good. He wants to give us his love and his truth. Very good. So you can think about the fact that when you get bigger, in a few years, you can come have the Lord's Holy Supper too. Amen.